This is The Power Inside,
a podcast that will empower you to embrace your perfectly imperfect self and to live the life you want to lead. I'm your host, Yael Toledo, a marriage and family counselor, author, motivational speaker, wife, and mom. Let's dive into this journey of life together. The other day, a friend told me that she was exhausted from everything she had to do. In an effort to acknowledge her hard work and dedication, her husband told her that he admired her and that she was a superwoman, to which she joked, "And who told you that I wanted to be a superwoman? What I want is to be super spoiled." This anecdote, although it is a joke, made me think about the problem we women have with the concept and the pressure of being called superwoman. So often, superwoman implies that a woman is not only the best and most devoted homemaker, wife, and mother. She is also expected to work and be successful, whatever that means. And she needs to accomplish all of this while being skinny, dressing amazing, always having perfectly painted nails and a smile on her face. And, of course, she's expected to never complain. But I wonder, who expects women to be superwoman? And who actually judges the women who do not meet these expectations? I believe that the people judging us the most, doubting our achievements and criticizing us, are ourselves. We have set such unattainable goals that we constantly feel frustrated when we don't achieve them. Perhaps we do this because of the standards imposed by society, but at the same time, we do it to ourselves. And in response, we not only constantly criticize ourselves, but we believe that the women around us do everything to meet expectations. And even worse, when women dare to do things differently, we criticize and judge them without knowing their full story. In recent years, the narrative that women can be whatever we want to be, which is 100% true, has led to some confusion. Women feel like we need to create new rules and break past expectations. The new paradigm for women is to leave the house, look for corporate jobs, and change our routines. As a result, we look down on women who choose to dedicate their days to their homes and children. The reality is that just as there are women who do not want to stay at home, who want to be entrepreneurs, top executives, and industry leaders, there are others who prefer to stay at home and do household chores. And you know what? Either way is perfectly fine. Because the reality is, there is no right or wrong way to be a woman or way of taking care of your families and homes. So instead of looking from side to side and trying to imitate others or get their approval, let's look inward. Because if you ask me, there is only one way to be a superwoman, and that is being perfectly you. That means getting to know yourself, learning what your priorities are, your strengths, your values, as well as identifying your triggers, your deal breakers, and your nevers. Once you do this introspection, you will better understand yourself, feel more comfortable in your environment, and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. Avoid comparisons and set your own rules and limits. Create a model for your life that is uniquely yours. The Torah shares examples of these teachings with stories of great Jewish women. And today, I want to share only three. Rivka, for example, teaches us the value of kindness through her actions. An example of this is when she is asked by Eliezer for a drink. Rivka immediately gives him a drink, then offers and draws water for all his camels. She saw an opportunity to do something kind and did it. Another example is Miriam, who teaches us the power of positive leadership in the way she guided the Jewish women through music and dance out of Egypt. She did not say what to do, but she acted and invited everyone through her actions to follow her. And then there is Queen Esther, who, as we learn in the Purim story, made enormous personal sacrifices to save the Jewish people. Each woman in the Torah teaches us something different. Each of them displays different strengths and virtues. No one was perfect, and no one represents everything good and aspirational. And we, As Jewish women carry in our spiritual DNA a combination of all these wonderful women. Now, each one of us must see what we can bring to the table. We must get to know, accept, and celebrate our abilities. I want to tell you the story of the great woman Nechama Leibovitz, a Torah scholar. She decided to dedicate herself fully to reading and teaching religious texts, something normally meant for men. She did not care what others said, nor did she agree to live according to the guidelines that society dictated for Jewish women. She decided to follow her heart and become a teacher to thousands and thousands. She knew what filled her with happiness, and so that's what she did. On her grave, there is only one word, and that is Mora, teacher. That was exactly who she wanted to be, and she pursued this role and achieved this distinction during her lifetime. This week, I want you to take the opportunity to reconsider what it means to be a superwoman. Instead of aiming for an idealized example, learn to love yourself. Seek to connect with that authentic being who may remain hidden because you fear what others will say. Let me tell you something. You are perfectly imperfect. You are what God wanted to bring into this world. You are perfectly you.
Thank you for listening to The Power Inside with Yael Tolever. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Momentum Podcasts on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Join Yael again next time for more life-affirming guidance rooted in modern psychology and timeless Jewish wisdom.
You're listening to a Momentum Podcast. For unlimited inspiration, wisdom, and empowerment, visit MomentumUnlimited.org.